This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I read the same thing too.
Yeah, what's going viral.
And I think that's true.
So we're talking about how Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, said, I don't want to talk about when they asked, how'd you meet? Bill Belichick, who's 73, mm-hmm. she's 24, and they said, how'd you meet? And she goes, I don't want to talk about it. And we're not talking about this. And the reporter's like, you're not talking about this? And she said, no, it's because she's a hooker.
Yeah. Yep. They met.
I said hooker in case you couldn't hear me.
They met because he's a rich white dude.
Yep.
And he hired an escort, high end.
Yep.
And paid her.
Allegedly.
And then probably did it a couple more times before they decided we'll be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yep.
Because she saw that he got a lot of money.
I've seen Pretty Woman. I know how this works.
And she doesn't have to, you know, go from client to client to client. She can just stick with this one guy.
Big
and that's
mistake.
Exactly.
Huge.
Huge.
When Julia Roberts goes into that store, she's kind of dressed like a hooker, and they won't wait on her. And so she's like, how much is this? And they're like, too much for you, hooker lady. And so then she leaves, and then she goes and she tells, what's his name? The other actor?
Richard Gere.
Yeah. I almost said Gene Simmons, which is not right. Richard Gere. She tells Richard Gere, like, oh my God, they wouldn't wait on me. And he's like, we'll change all that. And he went in there with his black American Express. And then she's like, did you guys used to wait on, were you waiting on me? And they're like, huh? And she's like, big mistake. Big. Huge. Because she bought out the whole store.
This was in the movie?
Yeah, it was in the movie. Yeah. You don't remember that?
No, I just remember the hooker part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Do you mean, you remember?
I don't remember the plot.
Do you remember George Costanza trying to get some?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I do remember Joe Orton.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty good scene there.
Yeah, but
yeah. I don't remember the department store, though.
What? That's the main part of it. Yeah. That's like the heart of it.
Yeah, again, I was just paying attention to her.
Big mistake.
I didn't catch on. Didn't catch on again. But yeah, I kind of buy this story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't this the girl that he was coming out of the apartment that morning?
Yep.
That's her, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where this started.
Yeah.
Now we've got it.
And doesn't it all make sense that she doesn't want to talk about it?
It
how
does.
They met?
Yeah,
it
she
does.
Shut it down real
it
quick.
It does. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense.
Because I'm a hooker.
Yeah, because
that's why she can't talk about it.
I think that if you really went in and investigated this, that could be uncovered easily.
Yeah, because I'm sure other people have been with her.
Yeah. There are receipts. Yeah, there.
Good, BJ.
I feel so cool right now.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.